with most of the recovery work still to come, close oversight of the spending and goals is going to be critical.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Two major hurricanes, Irma and Maria, hit Puerto Rico in 2017, causing extensive damage, with repair and reconstruction costs coming to an estimated $132 billion. I'm with Chris Curry, a Homeland Security and Justice Director at GAO, and he led a report reviewing the federal government's recovery efforts in Puerto Rico as they continue to go on. Chris, it's been nearly a year and a half since Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. How close are they to a full recovery?
Unfortunately, Puerto Rico is a very long way from making a full recovery. In fact, most of the actions that we've seen to date and recovery dollars that have been spent are for emergency work that's already happened. So this is things like debris removal, power restoration, and things like that. The longer-term infrastructure rebuilding and repairs are still in the really early stages and are going to continue for years and maybe even decades. Just to put some numbers around this from our report, Congress required Puerto Rico to develop an economic and disaster recovery plan. They estimated they needed about $130 billion, as you mentioned, to fully recover. So this includes rebuilding roads, the entire power grid, the water system, schools, many other things. Just to scale this, it's about three times what Puerto Rico spends in a year in its annual budget. So it's just massive. And what we found so far is FEMA's obligated about $4 billion in federal recovery funding so far to Puerto Rico. So, which is really just a down payment.
So who's involved in these recovery efforts? You mentioned FEMA. Are they sort of leading the charge on this?
FEMA leads the charge at the federal level, but the number of players involved at the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and the local level is one of the many things that makes this recovery so complicated. At the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico level, they've established a central recovery office to manage all of this federal money across the entire island. You also have public corporations like PREPA, the power company, and others. You also have 78 municipales or cities across the island that are managing their own recovery projects. So it's a lot of people, a lot of cooks in the kitchen.
Is there anything different in how the federal government has responded to these hurricanes and natural disasters that have occurred in other places?
Well, I think first it's important to say that unlike other large disasters in the U.S., Hurricane Maria particularly destroyed the entire island and its public infrastructure. Even in other disasters, certain states may have had bad damage in certain places, but their entire systems or infrastructure weren't destroyed. So this has really required a top-to-bottom plan for recovery and rebuilding. FEMA and Puerto Rico are using what's called public assistance alternative procedures to try and tackle this. I know listeners are probably like, well, what is that? The traditional PA or public assistance program, the way it worked was that it would reimburse grantees or localities for each piece of damaged infrastructure separately as the repairs went on. What alternative procedures do is it allows them, FEMA, to provide all the money up front. The caveat is that FEMA and the locality or Puerto Rico have to agree on all of the damage estimates at some point. And that has not been done yet. They don't expect to do that until the end of this year, which will be over 2 years since the storm hit. A lot of the permanent work or the bigger projects can't progress until that happens. And this program, these alternative procedures have never been used on this scale in this country.
So it sounds like FEMA has faced some challenges as they've led the federal response to Puerto Rico's hurricane relief, including how to work with changes to their public assistance program. So, Chris, what can FEMA do to improve things?
Well, FEMA is eager to speed up recovery, too, and it's working to do that. Shortly after Maria, FEMA implemented a manual review and approval process for all of these reimbursements to Puerto Rico. It did this as an internal control to prevent improper payments, while Puerto Rico built its capacity to manage, like I said before, these billions of dollars in recovery funds. So FEMA plans to remove this process once Puerto Rico's developed an internal control plan, and they feel confident that it's able to manage these funds. And when they do, hopefully that will be one of many things that will help speed up recovery.
So finally, what do you believe is the bottom line of the report?
Bottom line is that recovery in Puerto Rico is going to be a long and difficult process. However, it's also an incredible opportunity to rebuild the entire infrastructure systems of the Commonwealth and the island. Further, it's an incredible opportunity to rebuild in a resilient way to withstand future storms. However, you know, with most of the recovery work still to come, close oversight of the spending and goals is going to be critical. So from a GAO perspective, we're going to be continuing to look at this and monitoring this probably for years to come.
Chris Curry is a Homeland Security and Justice Director at GAO, and we were talking about his report on the federal government's efforts to help Puerto Rico recover from Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Thank you for your time, Chris.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.